I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here is your official spoiler warning. If you haven't seen if you haven't sort of kept track of John Leguizamo's career from the late 80s through to the early 2000s, then got some bad news for you. We're spoiling his career trajectory and potentially some of the films in... This is your spoiler warning.
Peace. I hate the word. I got one leg is gonna fuck to the chicken.
Gonna put a little cornstarch on my werewolf, man.
Hello, welcome to Mish and Zach's Leguizamarama. This is a podcast where each week we watch something John Leguizamo has been in. Usually. But this week we are on a mission. We're on a mission.
Yeah, you can't abbreviate every word.
Yeah, that's
true. To be Mish.
I was about to say we're on a Missionarama.
That's good.
That's actually good, though.
But then it's a Leguizamarama pun rather than a John Leguizamo pun.
Do you know what? I'm not even going to introduce us. We're on a Leguamission. I'm not even going to introduce us because we are not important this week. What is important is John Leguizamo's career trajectory in the 90s. You know? That's what we're here to talk about.
Circa the 90s. That is what we are here to talk about. If you've been following the John Leguizamo-themed podcast, Leguizamarama, for the last couple of months, on and off, here and there, Mish and I have been watching his films around circa the 90s.
The 90s. We didn't watch all of them, but a lot.
Many are unavailable. We are close to having watched everything he made in the 90s that is legally and easily available in Australia.
That's right.
So, but we've left a couple.
We've left a couple of special ones.
We've left a couple.
Yeah.
But that's what we've been doing, is we've been watching his movies in the 90s. And the reason for that is we got to do a bit of a recap.
Oh, let's bring it back to recap days.
That's our old podcast. Go listen to that.
Please.
So we can make some ad money off that as well. We don't make much. Enough to cover the cost of Tom. No, not even. So basically, what happened was we were watching... What were we watching, Mish? What was the name of the film?
When we were completely... Frogs for Snakes.
We were watching Frogs for Snakes. You all know about Frogs for Snakes.
Yeah, we've all been there.
We've all watched Frogs for Snakes.
That's an episode from podcast past.
If you are just... If this is the first time you've ever listened to Leguizamarama, I would recommend going back to at least Frogs for Snakes, but maybe even just back to a film, because this is a weird one. This is one for the three or four fans.
Yes.
Because we were watching Frogs for Snakes, and we had a bit of an epiphany, because what we have been doing here at Leguizamarama is we've been doing more than just watching his films. We've been categorizing his films. We've been scientifically defining what it is to be a John Leguizamo. And one of the things we found early on, one of the discoveries we made early on, was the ages of Leguizamo.
Yes.
It was a belief we had, a pretty solid belief, that John Leguizamo was has had many eras.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you can define his eras by different categorizations. What are those categories,
Mish? So we started off with... Baby legs.
Baby legs.
So this is the legs of the 80s for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We're very sure of that. This is Little Man Big Jacket.
Little Man Big Jacket.
Little Man Big Jacket. We've got...
Hasn't grown into his teeth yet.
That's right. Curly hair that it has very little product in it. Not a muscular boy. He is a baby in the industry. and he's playing a big man's game.
The jacket.
The jacket is the I'm a big man, but the body inside the jacket, that's a baby.
It's a baby Leguizamo.
Yeah.
He's so fresh out of
acting school.
He's just learned some Strasbourg. Uh-huh. And he's ready to take on the world.
And then we've also got...
Well, what we believed. So this is just where we were at.
This is where we were at.
Pre-Frogs for Snakes.
So after there was a movie called Regarding Henry, right? Go back, have a listen. Fascinating film. Very funny episode.
Mm-hmm.
In 1991.
Mm-hmm.
And he is baby legs. Mm-hmm. He plays a man who shoots Harrison Ford in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a baby legs.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1 year later, 1992, we got Whispers in the Dark, a Mish favorite episode with Reed Down. I believe it's episode 4 or 5 of this pod. What, genuinely one of my favorite movies we've watched of Johnny Legs. And all of a sudden, Johnny Legs is sexy.
This is what we believed up until recently was the beginning of the sexy Luigi phase.
So anyone who knows John Leguizamo, or even if you don't know John Leguizamo, you do know Super Mario Brothers of 1993. And he was all of a sudden, he's a sexy Luigi. We don't have the Luigi from the video games. We have John Leguizamo playing Luigi. So we have baby legs. We have what we thought was sexy Luigi, a whole new era for Johnny Legs.
We'll go through, we'll go into the subcategories later, Mish.
Oh, yeah. No, we're just doing the three big ones.
Because then somewhere in the 2000s, you know, we hadn't landed on the specifics. This is the way the Leguizamiences work. Like all sciences, is you have to kind of dig in.
That's
you
right.
You have to kind of, you propose a theory and then further other scientists take that theory and investigate further. There are no other Leguizamiences but us.
Yeah.
So we're doing it on our own. There's not a lot of opportunity for peer review. But what happens is we sort of propose the theory and then we keep digging. We believe somewhere in around the mid 2000s, he transitions from sexy Luigi, late era sexy Luigi, which we'll go into Dadguizamo.
Dadguizamo.
Dadguizamo is the phase that he is currently in. It may be the final age of Leguizamo. I don't believe so. I think there's a Leguinaissance.
There's absolutely a Leguinaissance.
Leguizamaissance.
Yeah,
we believe that's coming, and I truly believe that will be a new age.
Yes,
I don't think it'll be called the Leguizamaissance. I think it'll be called something like the Leguizamosca nominee. Something.
Yeah,
we don't know yet. We don't know what it'll be.
Yeah.
But then there's Dadguizamo. That's the age he's currently in.
Mm-hmm.
The subcategories, Mish?
So we had my personal favorite.
You
right?
go with yours, I'll go with my favorite.
Is a subcategory of Dadguizamo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what we fondly refer to as Dadguizamo.
Dadguizamo.
So he's still Dadguizamo. You know, he's still got a little bit of a soft belly, he's still got a bit of facial hair.
Hair of baby legs is back,
but it is now maintained.
Mm.
So now he has expensive product to maintain his curl. Mm. He also has a full beard, not just a goatee and not just a little bit of fluff. Mm. He's got a beard sometimes. But Dadguizamo is all of those things, but a little bit sexy.
A little bit sexy.
So he's worked out a little bit more for a movie, or his clothes are a little bit tighter. There's something about a Dadguizamo film. May I say, what's a good example of a Dadguizamo?
Oh, it's a tough one to
land of the
on.
Dead.
Chef. We haven't talked about Chef yet. But
that's
like,
a daddy.
You know, you haven't lived.
Yes, that's
until
right.
you've seen Dadguizamo sensually rubbing the carcass of a pig.
Yeah. That's right.
That is Dadguizamo. Now, Dadguizamo is such an early theory. Mm. The sub phases are such early theories, and we'll get into this with the next one. We don't even really know how Dadguizamo works. Is it like
it's essentially Dadguizamo is when Mish gets a little bit turned on by John Leguizamo. That's kind of all it is.
And he's in the Dad Guzamo. See, yeah. I was of the belief that it's early Dad Guzamo. It's a transitionary phase.
No, I think John Leguizamo could release a film tomorrow in which he's
Daddy.
And it'd
be Daddy Guzamo.
Yeah, I think it's just purely when Mish gets the horn for a role that John Leguizamo plays. Like, to a certain degree, Waco, there was a bit of Daddy in there.
Mm.
More so just the reveal. That was a Daddy Guzamo reveal.
Yeah, that was like, hello, Daddy.
100%. I'm trying to think of another really good example of like a daddy. Didn't like the film. I've been very open about that. The Hollow Point. That's a daddy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a daddy, Guzamo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There were, what's another? Then there's Zach's favorite.
Now, this is my favorite category. This is a little more of the like cocoon phase. This is a little bit more of a transitionary phase. And also, you know, again, I think the subcategories are really where we're going to talk a lot about the subcategories today, I believe.
Oh, 100%.
And the reason for that is because I think the subcategories may not be as much of a thing as they are the fracture in what got opened up. But my favorite subcategory is Hollywood.
Leguizollywood.
I never remember it. Every live show we've done, I've had to be like, what's it called again?
Leguizollywood.
Leguizollywood is a theory I developed earlier this year, in January of this year. Every January we watch interviews and we do mini episodes so we can take a little holiday break.
Yeah.
And one of the interviews we watched but we didn't talk about was he went on the Comedy Channel, that's the Australian one. What's the show with the Tonight Show? It's not Trevor Noah, pre-Trevor Noah.
Late Night with Seth Meyers.
No, what Trevor Noah. What's Trevor Noah in now? The news one.
Stephen Colbert.
No, the other one.
What are you talking about?
He did an interview with what's his name on what's its name. Colbert was a spin-off of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, the news
The Tonight
one.
Show. No. Oh,
the
yeah,
Daily,
John Stewart.
The Daily Show, John Stewart. He did an interview with The Daily Show, John Stewart, and I remember watching it being like, this is not baby legs because there's zero body fat. And he's wearing like a black tee, long sleeve black tee that
Sexy Luigi.
So, yeah, what did I say?
Baby legs.
Yeah, no, this is not Sexy Luigi even because the amount of muscle going on here, there's a specificity to the muscle that takes the best of personal trainer.
Yeah.
There's like a, I'm going to get you to do this much so your chest is this much bigger than your waist, like that kind
yes,
of specificity.
I understand.
And then the fitting of the clothing was so perfectly, like it's like someone took in that shirt. Someone took in that T-shirt to make it fit better.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is more than Sexy Luigi. This is Leguizollywood. It's when
Leguizamo goes to Hollywood.
Leguizamo is no longer the young ingenue. the young ingenue that Baz Luhrmann sees something in. Now Leguizamo is primed and ready to take his place on the throne of Hollywood, only to be usurped by Leonardo DiCaprio.
That prick.
That's Leguizollywood.
Primo Leguizollywood, if you're like, what the fuck are these two cunts talking about? Romeo and Juliet. Tybalt is the quintessential Leguizollywood character.
Potentially. I mean, I would also put Spun in there.
Spun is full Leguizollywood.
Spun is like, because I think like potentially.
Oh, how, that's, Spun is good. Spun is great. For Leguizamo's study.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So Spun is Leguizollywood. Because I almost think that Tybalt is like Baz Luhrmann is like an old, like that old guy in the one with Brendan Fraser, Castle. You know, the old guy that directed Bride of Frankenstein that's just like, I see something in you. You know, that beautiful young girl. She's rough from the cities. She's from the East Coast, but I see something in her. She's beautiful. She could be a star. And, like, that's the first moment of her being, like, a star.
Well, you felt that with Spun.
No, that's with Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet is, like, the birth of Leguizollywood, but I couldn't. But anyway, I mean, all of
and
this.
And Spun is when he's thriving.
Like, Spun is, like, Leguizollywood having a crack at the Oscars. Yeah.
So, essentially, those five categories.
Leguizundance.
The leg was Sundance. We did the Leguizarias this year or last year. We'll do the Leguizundance festival. Oh, that is so funny.
That's what spun is like Leguizollywood goes to Leguizundance.
We should do a Leguizundance festival. Could we get sued for that?
Yeah, from everyone.
Wait, actually?
Who's going to sue us, really?
We are.
Who's going to sue us?
Okay, so essentially those five categories we've given you, right?
That's what we thought.
So we've been basing our entire podcasting year off these five categories. Baby legs.
We were just needling
in. Sexy Luigi. Leg was Hollywood. Daddy Guzamo, Dad Guzamo. Every film we watched, we were like, oh, this is a Daddy Guzamo. Oh, this is a baby legs. We weren't open-minded, Zach.
And here's the thing, right? Here's the thing you need to understand. With the exception of Daddy Guzamo, these are all linear. These are phases. These are like These are like Pokemans going from one Pokemon to the other Pokemon.
Yeah.
No longer do you have Pikachu.
Yeah.
You now have a Raichu.
Yeah, exactly. You can't just go from Raichu back to Pikachu.
This is
except for Daddy Guzamo because
Daddy Guzamo is a different category. Yeah. You know, it's confusing, but.
Stay on board. Stay with us.
But we really, truly, truly believed that this was like a Pokemon phase and then Frogs for Snakes happened and I'm watching Frogs for Snakes and I'm sitting there, I'm going, oh, it's pretty good. Baby Legs. Yeah, anyway, Baby Legs, cool, man. This is a little movie he did back when he was trying to make it before he did Luigi, you know, before he did all of that. Then I was like, I might just check what year it was made. 1997?
Yeah.
What is this?
Fucked us up. It really did fuck me up. I thought personally.
You didn't sleep for 2 weeks.
Nah, man, I couldn't. I couldn't at all. I wept. I haven't stopped crying. I'm still, my eyes water.
Which is pretty fucked up. I thought when I saw
Frogs for Snakes.
You need to be a little more resilient.
This is what also threw me off is because when I saw Frogs for Snakes, I thought it was made in 1993. Yeah, it had mad 1993 vibes, which for me was Sexy Luigi. So Zach comes in, he's like, that was Baby Legs. I come and go, that was Sexy Luigi. Mm. But then when you watch the film, I was like, why does his hair look like that?
Yeah.
He has Baby Legs hair. And then you look, and it's meant to be Leg was Hollywood. 1997?
Yeah, we're getting close.
That's Leg was Hollywood, baby.
Well, even is it? I mean,
yeah, but that's what we thought, and so that threw us. And then Zach and I had a big fight.
Yeah, we did on air.
Go check it out. It ended in fisticuffs.
Yeah,
and finally, once we'd forgiven each other and we'd gone to some couples therapy, we have decided to come together and create this episode.
And I just want to say, Mish, when you say things like Leg was Hollywood doesn't exist, it makes me feel like, no, I'm just doing a little couples therapy joke.
okay, so basically what we've done now for the last, I don't know, couple weeks, whatever, is watch some of his movies from the 90s.
So that
because I think that Zach and I can comfortably say,
okay, well,
Baby Legs is a thing.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't want to make any assumptions.
Okay.
See, I do believe, yes, that Baby Legs is a thing, and I do believe that Dad Guzamo is a thing. But I do think that maybe our linear system might be off.
Maybe it's a mindset.
You know, maybe.
Maybe Johnny Legs goes into films and it isn't about how old he is or his career progression, but it's where his mind is at.
Yeah.
Maybe he had Miami Vice brain when making Frogs for Snakes. Mm. Maybe he had Land of the Dead brain when making The Hollow Point.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I absolutely know what you're saying.
I wish he was here so we could ask him.
The thing is, I would love to find a linear thing. I would love to find a Pikachu, Raichu, Pokemon kind of situation here. That's how I want to come out of this potentially two-part podcast.
Can we not make it two parts?
Yeah.
We have so many movies to watch.
You're rushing to that finish line like we'll reach it, Mish. I think I would love to find it, and I believe that we can, right? But I also think we need to really be open to what the data is telling us. And that's what we're going to do now is we're going to go through the data. We are throwing out everything.
Yep.
Yes, we're going to kind of start with something of an assumption that what he is, like Baby Legs and Dad Guizamo, are, we hope, going to stay around.
Yes.
If we get to the end of this, I just want to say, I want to be really open, Mish. If we get to the end of this and we realize, oh, no, the whole thing's broken open, then I'm prepared to do a Dad Guizamo investigation of a similar ilk.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you know what? All I want is for this podcast to end.
Yeah, I know.
So however we get there, I don't mind, as long as that is our goal.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I just think like I want it to have a semblance of growth and narrative progression.
Absolutely. The last thing I want is to get to the end of today's episode, having gotten nowhere.
But if we get to a place where it's like, all right, now we got to watch everything you did in the 2000s.
All right.
Which is kind of what we've got to do anyway, because we watched everything you did in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, look, I wouldn't be surprised if we do get to the end of this episode and we're slightly more insane and have gotten nowhere.
Because it might not be, maybe Dad Guizamo is more of like a descriptor in the way that Daddy Guizamo is. Maybe we need to throw, you're right, maybe Baby Legs, Sexy Luigi, Dad Guizamo, Daddy Guizamo, Legos Hollywood, they're all just descriptors. They're all kind of like...
of how he makes us feel.
Yes, right. But maybe the stages are more like post... Ice Age, post, you know,
Mario
like
Mario Brothers,
like what shifted for him at that point, you know, maybe that's what the ages are. And then we can come up with fun names for them. And then okay. We've got sort of a ages of Leguizamo.
Yeah.
At well, Leguiz ages.
Yeah.
And then we've also got like a,
Leguiz ages.
And then like a I'm going to just...
Is it category is what you're looking for?
I'm just going to like synonym categories. Just do a quick synonym.
Of the word categories. We cannot continue unless we have a Leguizamo pun.
Categories, so classification. Legroupings.
Legroupings? No, that just sounds like legroupings.
Legroupings? Leguizamo genres? Z and Z are similar.
Yeah, what was the first one you said?
Legroupings.
No, the one before the first word. You said classifications.
Classifications.
No, that doesn't
Leguizamo.
Work.
Classificationmo.
Do you know what's really annoying is that
Yeah, go.
One of
Categorizamos.
Oh, Categorizamos! You did it.
Categorizamos.
Yeah. Categorizamos.
We got to Categorizamo him.
Is that because it was you're saying categorization?
Yeah, I'm saying categorization.
Yeah.
So it's a Categorizamo.
Yeah, it's a Categorizamo.
And that's a different thing to the Leguages.
Leguages.
So you
Leguizages.
Leguizages.
Yeah, Leguizages is better.
Yeah.
Leguizages.
Leguizages. So he can be, and this is what we're really opening up here. This is just a theory. But he can be Dad Guizamo, Daddy Guizamo. They're like tags. Yeah. He can be Dad Guizamo, Daddy Guizamo, and Leguiz Hollywood in one film.
Yeah.
Chef, I think, is an example where he kind of still is a bit Leguiz Hollywood. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not. That's just a theory.
Well, I hear what you're saying.
But we got to look at the data.
Yeah, the puns have thrown me. But I hear what you're saying.
Do you have any theories? Do you have any, like, before we dive into this, do you have any theories?
I have a theory. It's that the words that we have to describe have nothing to do with how old he is or his career progression. It is everything to do with how he makes us feel. So, like when I get a Woody, that's Daddy Guizamo.
Mm-hmm.
But if he makes us go, oh, that's baby legs.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
I 100% agree. 100% agree that that could be the answer.
That's how I. That's where I feel like we're going to get to. And it's not going to be a matter of like it has to follow a timeline. It's a feeling. So whatever was happening for him during Frogs for Snakes, he was in a mindset or he was just in, yeah, he was just in the space of baby legs. So he made me feel like it was baby legs.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact that he already made Romeo and Juliet.
And that's where I think I'm getting drawn to this categorizamos, which are more like tags. Do you know what a tag is? You know, a tag on social
media? Tagguizamos.
Tagguizamos, like hashtag tagguizamos. We've dropped categorizamos and now we've got tagguizamos.
Can we say hashtag guizamos?
Hashtag guizamos.
Yeah.
And maybe Daddy Guizamo is a hashtag guizamo. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I think that's really good. I would love to also then reappraise the ages. So if we've got tagguizamos, hashtag guizamos, yeah. I still think I want Legwas ages, but that just might be a whole new
I want Legwas ages because I like saying Legwas ages.
Yeah, so that might just be, you know, sciences get more complicated as they get deeper into it. You know what I mean? It gets more and more. So maybe there's two things here.
Maybe.
Shall we just get into
it? I think so, because we've been talking about what this episode's going to be about for the length of an episode.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying two parts. Anyway.
All right.
So where do we want to start? I'm on his IMDb, Internet Movie Database. Yeah. It's a website that has all his movies on it.
So basically.
It's like a database every movie he's ever been in.
Basically, we've done a little bit of his baby legs, right? Not even a little bit, a lot. We've done a lot of baby legs.
Mm-hmm.
But this is obviously using the labels that we were using previously.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt confident of the feeling we had of Johnny Legs in the 80s. He has yet to surprise us. So we started watching 90s films. So I think what we should do is start from 1990 and discuss each movie we've watched.
Yeah.
And say how it made us feel.
Yep.
And where we think he could be categorized.
Okay.
And what it was like. So if we're
Can I just do one like caveat on that? I just want to feel confident that there's nothing in the late 80s that needs to be reappraised. That's all.
The only thing that we have access to that he did in the late 80s was Miami Vice and Casualties of War.
So I just want to just do it like, I just almost want to do when we get to it, right? When we get started, I just want to like tick that off. Okay. Yeah. We're confident that's not. The age we're talking about.
Do you want to just start from Madonna's Borderline then?
Yeah, we just go tick, tick, tick. We just go tick, 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 tick.
All right, Madonna's Borderline.
That's a baby. That's a pre. That's whatever that's, we're looking at. That's not that.
That ain't even a fucking.
That's a baby
mark
boy.
In our radar. That's a baby boy.
That's a baby boy. Mixed Blood, we haven't seen. Miami Vice. It defined the genre.
That's baby fucking it legs. Defined that's the leg little genre. Man, big jacket.
And there's nothing about that. That talks to the confidence and the prowess of whatever it is we're looking at in the 90s.
100%.
Absolutely.
Casualties of War.
I think baby.
Baby legs.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely
right. And
again,
it's a vibe. Yes, he's at war. Yes, he's in battle with guns. Big man in army. But that is baby legs
there's
in that
nothing,
jacket. That is baby legs in that army jacket.
There's nothing in Casualties of War, even though it's a much bigger part than we're used to seeing.
Hunch. Sand.
Even though it's a, you know, literally quite a well-fitting army jacket, metaphorically speaking.
It's fucking huge.
It's way too big for the boy.
Yeah.
And there's nothing about Casualties of War and Tybalt that link.
Absolutely nothing at all.
Okay. Great. Happy to drop that.
Okay. So we hit the fucking 90s. Revenge. His first movie made in the 90s. Quick recap. Sexy thriller with Madeline Stowe.
I don't remember his part in it. I do not remember who he played.
He played someone who helped Kevin Costner find the man who had Madeline Stowe.
Okay.
You would know him if you saw the picture. Jump on Google Images, type in Revenge, John Leguizamo.
Okay.
I think that this is a baby legs moment. Little man, big jacket. He has also got a really big fucking hat.
Oh, yes. He's the sort of, a bit psycho. Is he like an intense?
Yeah, he speaks Spanish.
And he's really intense. He's a bit psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with you here. Yep.
Yep.
Although, I will say this is when I started to doubt because he had a prowess. And I remember talking about this. I said, oh, we're starting to see things here. So I think
it's like almost as if Johnny Legs was doing the film and he was like, I reckon I could be sexy.
Yes.
It's like it was a mind. It was like he just goes, I think I could be sexy.
I think I could carry this film upon my shoulders.
Yeah. 100%.
Now, are those shoulders strong enough for the film yet? No.
No, which means to me, little man, big jacket.
Okay.
Then we look at Die Hard 2, okay. Another film hard to study his part because so small.
He holds a gun for one shot, I believe.
And he's on a snowmobile for a bit, okay. And then he's the one who turns the lights off at the airport.
Mm.
Little man, big jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Confident. In fact, I do think he has a big jacket in this film.
Mm. So this is pretty crazy stuff because I start to think that revenge is revenge has a question mark for me.
Okay.
Okay. No, nothing more, nothing less.
Okay. The next one to me, that we watched is quintessential Baby Legs, and that is Street Hunter.
Street Hunter, the most
Baby Legs thing you've ever seen in your whole fucking life.
Yeah, Street Hunter is hardcore that Baby Legs.
Can I also just say a quick side note? Mm-hmm. I realize this isn't about us. We're here to talk about Johnny Legs, but that was one of my favorite episodes we've recorded.
The fact it's that we're doing a podcast
about our previous
an actor we like,
yeah,
means that this is deeply about us. There's no bigger ego than the two egos sitting here talking about Johnny Leguizamo.
Yeah, and if you're still listening, if you've gotten this far into this episode, you are feeding our egos, and thank you.
Thank you.
Street Hunter, go listen to that episode after you've listened. It's genuinely one of my favorite ones that we have recorded.
I don't remember it, but I remember that movie. My God.
Yeah. My God in heaven. It's fucked. Okay. The next one we watched from the 90s was Poison.
Mm.
Kieran Wheatley was released recently in theory.
Yes. We're releasing all the 90s ones before this.
Yeah. Okay, great. How do we feel?
How do we feel about Poison?
Mm.
Baby Legs.
Yeah, Hunch. It's Baby Legs.
There's no question.
No question about that. All right, then we've got Out for Justice.
Boy in Alley.
The one we just watched, Drug Dealer.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think. Baby Legs.
Hard to assess, but he was wearing a big jacket. He was wearing a really big leather jacket. So it like even if he still had that kind of like revenge mentality of I could do sexy, he still was a little man in a big jacket, literally, you know?
So this is where I go, like, maybe Baby Legs. Anyway, we'll keep going.
Okay.
We'll keep
going. The next one we watched was Regarding Henry. Now, to me, Regarding Henry is Baby Legs.
100%.
There was no doubt we were, like, deep, deep in the eras of John Leguizamo when we watched Regarding Henry.
Yeah.
And I remember watching it going like, oh, yeah, this solidifies that Baby Legs is a thing.
Yeah, I think one day we're going to look back at, like, how much we were in that and we're going to go, oh, my God.
How embarrassing.
Can you believe we thought that, like, the leg was a thing.
It was a fucking thing, yeah. Okay, and here it is.
Yeah.
This was the moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
My first John Leguizamo wood.
Mm-hmm.
Whispers in the Dark.
Whispers in the Dark.
Whispers in the Dark was the start of what we believe to be, back in the day, the sexy Luigi Leguizage.
Mm.
Mm. The Leguizage of sexy Luigi.
Mm.
It is full sexy. It is a thriller, which we all know I love. And he was hot. Really low, like, cut buttons. The difference between John Leguizamo in Whispers in the Dark to John Leguizamo in Regarding Henry.
I just, like, looked up a picture and I've forgotten just how full on his character
is. Oh, this
is like just a real, real full on character.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. So the difference between.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely.
The difference between Regarding Henry and John Leguizamo's performance in Whispers in the Dark is 1 year.
Mm.
But a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed?
I think that what he was fumbling and awkwardly reaching for in Revenge, he grabbed with two hands and devoured.
Yeah. In Whispers in the dark.
Yeah.
All right. And then the following year, he didn't do very much in 1992, to be fair. The following year, 1993, it's the big one.
It's the big one.
It's where we got the name. Yeah. It's Super Mario Brothers.
It's Sexy Luigi.
That's Sexy Luigi. And even if Sexy Luigi isn't a Leguizage, or whatever we fucking called it, we can all agree that he is playing a Sexy Luigi.
He's playing Luigi and he's sexy about it.
So he says Sexy Luigi.
And Luigi is sexy in this universe.
Yeah, so I have no problem referring to John Leguizamo as Sexy Luigi in regards to this film.
It's not like a sexy person is playing Luigi.
That's right.
He's playing a Sexy Luigi.
I just had a moment as I'm scanning through his IMDb page. I just had a very, very clear 1.5 seconds where I realized what it is that we're doing with this podcast.
This is unlistenable.
We have watched so much John Leguizamo, fucking his filmography.
Yeah.
Who is listening to this episode?
I don't know.
That's just me actually genuinely asking you, my friend Zach.
I can't tell you how much feedback I've gotten on the Donna podcast when I've tried to go for this level of deep dive because I find it really funny.
Yeah.
Audiences have said time and time again, they don't enjoy this.
Okay, cool.
They do not enjoy this. This is like unlistenable deep dive.
Oh, people
bullshit.
Have stopped listening. We're just rambling at this point.
We're going through an IMDb list.
Okay.
And covering what we've already covered.
Okay.
This would have made a great best of. We could have played bits from the episode and stuff.
Yeah, but that would have been a lot of work for Tom.
Back.
No chance.
No chance.
We then, after Super Mario Brothers, we haven't watched Carlito's Way yet, which would be...
No, we're kind of saving that one.
Yeah, we are saving. That's a special boy.
Mm-hmm.
The next one we'd watched was Pyromaniac's Love Story.
Because then he also did House of Buggin',
which we also have not watched. We haven't watched House of Buggin'.
Pyromaniac.
Can I just say as well, he did nothing in 1994. That's big, Zach. That's massive. He literally didn't make anything in 1994.
That's pretty crazy. I mean...
Do you think that's because he just released Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah, like maybe Mario Brothers didn't go as expected. Maybe he was pitching House of Buggin'.
He was in also, the whole series of House of Buggin'.
And also House of Buggin'... House of Bugging is like off the success, I think, of his live shows.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious to see if he was doing one of his live shows in 94.
Okay, that's fair. That's a good point. Then we had a Pyromaniac's Love Story.
Which is interesting because I think a lot of, like, he's confident, he's the lead, he's the romantic lead.
The first time we'd seen Johnny Legs as a romantic lead. In fact, has he done a lot of romantic leads?
No, not often.
He does not get the opportunity to be a romantic lead very
but
often.
But he's a sweet, daggy little thing. And I think that there's a lot about Pyromaniac's Love Story that is Baby Legs in its way. It's like a confident Baby Legs.
Yeah. Oh, Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Now I'm looking back, because Pyromaniac's Love Story, that was like episode 4 or some shit.
Yeah.
We did that with Pat and Honor. Fun as to record. But we were our own forms of Baby Legs in regards to this pod.
This is before we hired Tom.
Yeah.
So I did the sound. So sorry if you decide
to go listen
back.
That's right. The Pyromaniac's Love Story episode really fucking ruined you.
This is why we hired Tom.
I'm looking at photos from a Pyromaniac's Love Story, and I'm not going to lie... It's still a bit sexy.
It's sexy,
like, there's a
for
photo
sure.
of him looking into Sadie Frost's eyes, and it turns me on.
Yeah, it's sexy for sure, but I'm just sort of saying, like, in the way that, like...
That movie was cooked.
So, in the way that, like, here's what I'm going to say. You know how Pluto was a planet and now it's not a planet anymore?
Yeah, I remember that day.
So, the reason it is because they were just like, when they discovered Pluto, they were like, well, we've discovered another planet. This is a planet. And then since then... They've discovered, like, thousands more things like that, just, like, big rocks, big round rocks floating around, right? And then they had to kind of sit down and be like, what is a planet? Because Pluto's kind of halfway between a planet and one of these big rocks. And I feel like what we've got here, we've got a couple of Plutos, if this makes sense.
Yeah.
Revenge makes me question Baby Legs. Pyromaniac's Love Story makes me question Sexy Luigi.
It's so hard for me to admit it, but I am on board with that.
Because
I am on board with that.
He's.
Oh yeah, there is some. It's so confronting. Like if you're still with us, why? But also, jump onto Google Images, type in a Pyromaniac's Love Story, John Leguizamo, and you can see there are multiple photos of him like captured from this film. And I'm like, oh, no, he's sexy. And then I look down. I'm like, oh, wait, no, he's a baby. And then I look down. I'm like, oh, no, he's sexy. It's a real, like, I think Johnny was confused in this film.
Yeah, I think so too. I think, like, the hair is baby legs.
It's baby.
But the sultry look in his eyes
that's is sexy Luigi.
You know, so this is where I go, you know, if I was sitting here, if you looked at me and said, put it in a category, I would struggle, but I'd land on one. But this is one of the ones that make me question the categories.
Okay.
So that's where I would say we are now, that's number one in the, oh, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Pyromaniac's love story. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, good. So, Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. Personal favorite of mine, Childhood classic for me. Thoughts?
Just confident.
I'm confident.
Yeah, like that. That's him being whatever this is.
Yeah,
whatever this is there with Tybalt, and it's there with Super Mario Brothers.
Yes,
whatever it is, it's that.
Yeah, the vibe is strong.
Whatever it is, it's that.
Hunge. Up next, we've got Executive Decision. Another person. I loved that movie. Gandhi did some good stuff. That movie was so much fun.
Fucking sick.
I would watch that again. Yeah. I would watch that again. I not only watched that film, but then kind of studied that film and then recorded an episode and talked about it, and I would still watch it again.
It makes me, like, I really want to do, and I've said this a few times, I think I said it on the podcast, I really want to do, like a marathon or a week of just watching high concept action films, like elevator pitch action films. Because I watched this and then I watched Speed like a couple of weeks later. Yeah. And I was like, fucking hell. And then I watched Daybreak as well. I watched the tunnel one.
Yeah.
I love an elevator pitch action thriller from the 90s.
Fuck yeah. Well, then you're going to love this one as well, if you can remember, The Fan.
Oh, yeah.
The 1996 thriller with Robert De Niro and Wesley Snipes.
Who was he in it again?
Wesley Snipes' manager or his agent or something.
Oh, yeah, he was great in that.
Yeah, and he had little glasses. But I remember discussing with you that despite the fact he was playing kind of like this little manager, little glasses thing, he was still hot.
Yeah, very, very.
And I think he was coming off what was a fucking brilliant run of Tu Wong Fu, Executive Decision, The Fan, followed by Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. Spoiled.
No, this belongs in, there's no question mark next to this.
Much whatever like Executive Decision, yeah.
Whatever this is, it is fantastic. What I'm starting to feel is that to define this era by Mario Brothers is where we fall apart.
Yes.
That's what I'm starting to believe.
That's a good idea.
That to define it by Mario Brothers, it doesn't give it an all-encapsulating thing.
It would be almost better to define it from something like Tu Wong Fu, which was the first of this run of films.
Or what's the consistent thread through this? I'm starting to think this is like the leg we're promising era. Something in that vein. Now I'm just spitballing here. I know that wasn't good. I'm starting to think this is like it's sort of like Leguizoli would never sat well with you. And now Sexy Luigi as an era isn't sitting well with me. I'm starting to think let's drop both of those things and come to a new definition. Anyway, let's carry on.
Okay. Up next, after The Fan, we have Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet.
Holy balls.
Holy kapow.
Incredible.
Don't need to talk any more about
it. No.
We get it.
We get it.
You get it.
We're all on the same fucking page.
What a great performance.
And then up next, just throw in a little bit of all that.
Yeah, fun cameo. He's always great for fun. He's so good whenever he does kid stuff.
So he just did this incredible run of very, very, like they made a lot of money, good fucking parts. He had good parts in all of these films. Just does a little cheeky cameo on a children's show.
For fun, I
feel. For fun, which is very much something that our old Leguizoli would, Johnny Legs would do. He's got the money.
Yeah.
He doesn't need all that money.
Yeah.
He wants to do it for a bit of fun.
It's kind of got Dad Guzzamo energy in a way. Just like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, we'll hang out. It'll be fun. What am I playing on? Alien. Yeah, fun.
Yeah, it'll be goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he had a friend that did the show and he was like, oh, it's really nice. Everyone he works on it's really cool. Nice kids. Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
How long for? Half a day? Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I'm a goof. Yeah, I'm a goof and it'd be fun to show my comedy side.
Yeah, for sure. I just finished shooting Romeo and Juliet, you know?
Where I'm going to put a question mark on it is just, it's not sexy Luigi.
Mm-hmm.
This is a key. Mm-hmm. All that is a key that will unlock this phase.
Yeah.
I believe. And I'm so glad we watched it because sexy Luigi wouldn't do that film.
Sexy Luigi would not do all that. Zach, you're right. There's nothing
sexy Luigi about. I mean, he was wearing he was lithe.
Mm.
He was lithe.
Would Freak John Leguizamo do this film?
So we watched Freak, didn't we?
Yeah.
And that's of that era as well. And it's not on this list because this is the movies. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's showing that side of things. This is when his, and we haven't watched many of them, but this is when his one man shows were like blowing up.
Yeah. And people hadn't seen goofy Johnny Legs.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a big.
Previous to him being goofy, he was doing quite serious roles. There was not a lot of comedy.
And Freak as well is like.
Fuck, that was good. Freak was so fucking good.
It was really so very good. That's what I can't wait to get to the end of this and have like a list of like 15 things. It's like, you're going to watch this. Yeah. These are 15 things and you're going to fucking love John Leguizamo as much as we do. No,
that's the truth. Like, I reckon you and I could easily come up with some sort of like, these are the seven. I don't think we could do it in five. These are the seven films you must watch.
Mm.
If you would like to understand John Leguizamo's career progression.
Why do you
better.
Love him so much? Watch these films.
Watch these films. That'd be fun. We should do that.
Yeah, but we go. That's in 2 years.
Yeah.
Freak is a key here as well. Freak is key because it's almost like this is the phase where he. Here's the thing. A young actor comes to the film. They're like, oh, what do I have to do to make the film or the work? You know what I mean? They're in service of the film. I think an actor hits a point sometimes where it's the casting. It's the casting director that's doing the job and they bring themselves to the film. They bring the film to them.
Yes.
And that's what he did. Like, Freak is his thing. All that is his thing. This is like Baby Legs is like he's an actor, whereas he becomes John Leguizamo in this era.
Absolutely. The mid-90s.
This is what...
Not late 90s. Not early. We haven't gotten to the late 90s yet, so maybe. Early 90s, no.
No.
It's almost like there's a point after Sexy Luigi.
Or this is what this is. Sexy Luigi is because so Sexy
I
Luigi.
Think Sexy Luigi is just Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
That's what I'm coming to terms with. I'm coming to terms with it and accepting of it because I believe it's the truth and I believe in the Leguizamos. Let's just be very clear.
Yeah.
So I'm coming to terms with it. I am not afraid to use the term Sexy Luigi when referring to Super Mario Brothers.
And also, this is what I'm talking about with that hashtag Guizamos. Mm. Hashtag, what was that?
Hashtag Guizamos.
Hashtag Guizamos is that Sexy Luigi might be a hashtag Guizamo in a lot of his films. Mm. He's Sexy Luigi in Romeo and Juliet. He's Sexy Luigi in many a film.
Mm.
Maybe. Nice. Maybe not. Because he's also Tybalt. Maybe it's the Tybalt energy.
Sexy Luigi in Tu Wong Fu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as a defining factor, so the question is there one kind of all-encompassing age that can cover this or do we have to split it up?
Mm.
Carry on, Mish.
So after all that, he did The Pest, which we haven't reviewed yet. A Brother's Kiss, haven't watched that yet. Next up, it's a big one, Spawn. Spawn.
Yeah.
Which I thought was called Spudge.
Spudge.
Or Baby Gravy, as discussed in our episode with Nick Mason.
In which he plays the part of...
Violator.
Skidmark. Skidmark prosthetic man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not sexy, Luigi.
That's not sexy.
But it's...
But, I mean...
It is what
this is. It's an established actor. He is now getting work. Big roles.
This film does sit with those films, but I don't know how. Carry on. Unless we want to keep
talking
about
Spawn. We're not
going to
get to any. No, not really. Okay, then it was the one that changed. Who would have thought Zach, take a moment with me.
Let's take a moment.
Let's take a moment. Mish,
if this takes 3 hours, not 3 hours, but if this takes two episodes, we got to...
Can we order food?
If yeah, absolutely. We stop and then we come back.
I'm hungry.
We come back next week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm genuinely quite hungry.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, let's take a moment, Zach.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a moment.
Who would have thought
so I'll take a
that
beat.
When I
take
randomly selected films, I was like, we just need to do a 90s film, some late 90s film, just pick whatever. And I just pick, what's Frogs for Snakes? How am I going to find it? I asked our listeners.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, does anyone know where I can find this film?
Yeah.
Four or five people gave us incredibly illegal, heavily virused copies of Frogs for Snakes. And we sat down, we watched Frogs for Snakes. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought that it would cause such a fucking riot?
A riot.
A riot in our brains. A riot in this tiny little podcast studio.
A riot.
It changed everything. Frogs for Snakes.
Frogs for Snakes changed
Came
everything.
After Spawn. Came after Spawn. Directly. It was the next film that was released.
Now, Frogs for Snakes is definitely sexy in.
I mean, yeah. I
is
mean,
that opening?
Well, there's bottom, there's sex. You see bottom, you see him have sex, you see him topless for about 90% of his performance.
Mm.
He's smoking ciggies and he's talking about sex. It's sexy, and it's Johnny Legs doing those things.
Wish we'd watched Summer of Sam, because I think Summer of Sam is very key to all of this.
Don't say that now.
It's all right. We've got what we've got. Yeah. And I wanted to save Summer of Sam because I've been wanting to watch this film for years and I didn't want to watch them all at once.
Yeah.
You got to split up the Ice Ages with something.
Yeah, I've never seen Summer of Sam.
No, me neither.
And, okay, so with this film, it's almost like he regressed, I don't know about mindset, but in terms of his general vibe, we're right back to, like, Whispers in the Dark kind of early 90s.
So this is where I go, we're looking at the categories, you know what I'm saying? And we're looking, and this is where we've got to really break open baby legs.
Mm-hmm.
And we've really
like a little chicken wing, you just want
to
break it
open. You know, and we're going, oh, he's back to this. Mm-hmm. What if he never left it? Because then I think this, I'm getting really interested, right? I'm looking at this list. And there's an interesting kind of run because what comes after Frogs for Snakes?
But Body Count, which we also, I thought was a 1993 film.
In that category. So this is where we're going, oh, it's Sexy Luigi, then it's Leguizolliwood. I don't know if that's true. I think this is kind of an era. This is something here.
See, I would argue that between fucking Super Mario Brothers and Spawn.
Mm.
From what we watched, John Leguizamo did not make anything that didn't make any money, that wasn't successful.
In our hearts. I don't know how they did in the box office, but that didn't make an impact.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if Spawn made money.
Oh, no, but it's iconic.
But it hit right.
It's iconic. He played in it. There was an iconic
role. It did well on the video tapes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Romeo and Juliet, massive. The Fan, I'm sure, did well. Robert De Niro, Wesley Snipes.
It did well in our hearts. It's not about how much money it made. It's about how much it affected our
hearts. But then, yeah, he just made these two little ones where we're talking Frogs and Snakes and we're talking Body Count.
You're saying two little ones, but what comes after it, Mish?
Dr. Dolittle, Rat Voice 2.
And then what comes after that? Summer of Sam.
Joe the King,
a movie that he kind of got made. I think he was an EP on it.
Mm-hmm.
He was shooting, he was doing Freak, I read, and he had to he could only be free for a couple of days of shooting because he was performing Freak in the evenings.
God, that guy works so much.
It's an interesting little era here. And this is why I'm saying Summer of Sam might be like a key here.
Okay, can I just say I've looked up Joe the King again. I'm looking at his pictures. It does make me hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ethan Hawke was in that movie.
Yeah, remember he was like the teacher?
The teacher, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I love about an indie film, you know? You win some, you lose some. And I thought there was so much going for this one. Sorry if this is terribly boring, listeners.
I'm not sorry, personally. If you're this far in, you're just like us.
Yeah. Like, but this is great.
Honestly,
we
should have apologized in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, we should have been like, heads up.
We're so far into this now that if people are still listening, I'm not sorry because you're enjoying yourself.
The whole point of this podcast is you're writing your solo theatre plays. I'm doing my little sketches. And this is where we come to do the deep
dive. To be ourselves.
So people are like, what do you like in real life?
Oh my God. If you look up Joe the King, John Leguizamo, one of the first pictures that comes up is our podcast.
That's so good. I hope we were nice.
It's all in the first two rows. Top 10 pickies.
That's great. Look at that. Joe the King. Yeah, because he had that like open shirt. He was a stylish dude. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Do you know what that is? That's like EP energy. That's like, I'll do a scene. Like, I can't play the Ethan Hawke part. I'd love to because I love this script.
And he's like, give me the script. He's definitely learning the script that morning with his cup of coffee.
It's like, he's like, I can give you a couple of days and hopefully that will help you get distribution because I'm John Leguizamo.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know this, but I just made a string of movies that did quite great.
Anyway, interesting. Joe the King is a thing for me. It makes me go, all right, what's going on here? In the sense that it's sort of an interesting energy.
Mm. And then unfortunately we didn't watch Summer of Sam because I'm holding off to watch it as well because I'm really excited to see Summer of Sam.
Fun fact, he got the part in Summer of Sam because of Freak. So because he did Freak and then Spike Lee directed the HBO special of Freak, directed the film version, and then gave him Summer of Sam. I can't wait to watch Summer of Sam. I'm really excited to.
Same. So what conclusions have we come to? I feel like
there's very little in the way of conclusion.
Yeah, I know. Wait, this is going to be two parts.
That's fine. That's fine. It means we don't have to watch Dora the Explorer.
I just want
to
order some noodles.
We can go have some lunch and then next week we'll come back with a part two.
Well, no, we're not next week because we've got all these other. I reckon give it a bit of time, bit of a breather.
Oh, I reckon we just launch in. You reckon there's a gap? I was thinking we just launch back in. We have some lunch.
I think we need to discuss what our schedule is because we're meant to be doing some mini episodes at some point.
Yeah. That's a lot of mini episodes. Is that what you're saying? A lot of not watching the films?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
What do you reckon, listeners? Well, we don't give a fuck. No, maybe we do. Yeah, because I think there's a lot more to get into here. But okay, here's a question, Mish.
Mm.
All right, could we kind of define up to that point? What's the next step here, I guess, is the question.
I think that you and I just have to kind of lock eyes, nod at each other and agree that these classifications have to go out the door.
Is that where we're at?
Yeah. I think, like I said, I think that the way I feel about Daddy Guizamo is a me thing.
Mm.
Maybe that's not a you thing. That might not be a universal thing. That's just what I like.
Yeah, no, but he's objectively Daddy Guizamo in all those films. Yeah, 100%.
All right.
And if anyone's like, oh, I don't think he's that great, they're just like, fuck you, you're wrong.
You are wrong because that is Daddy.
The challenge here is, right, I feel
the
like...
The challenge here is finishing what we've started.
I feel like, Mish, if we just end it here because we want to get some lunch, right? If this is what you're proposing...
No, I don't want to end it here this episode.
What we've done is we've just slowly jerked our audience for an hour and then been like, all right, gotta go, bye. We gotta come to some sort of conclusion. Now, we can try and...
So worried this was going to happen.
We can try, Mish, in this moment to try and wrap it up in the next 10 minutes, give it a little bow. I believe, now there might be a Christmas episode next week that we've pre-recorded.
I don't remember. We need to talk about our schedule.
Yeah, we will. But there might be a Christmas episode next week that we've pre-recorded and we can check on that. I believe we need to come back and we need to dig in. I think this needs to be a proper two-parter because I don't think we can rush through a 10 minutes. I think we can get some answers, but we need another hour to do that. So now that might be next week or it might be after the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
But that's what I believe we should do. That's my belief is that we need to like end this on a to be concluded because there's no way.
Continued,
yeah, concluded. We're not concluding.
We're not going to conclude anything. We're just going to...
But we're going to conclude this phase. We're going to conclude our study of the 90s.
At some point.
But I believe we can conclude something.
Okay.
We do need to come to some sort of
conclusion.
I want to
know how many people are mad at us right now.
Oh, no one. They've just stopped listening. If you're mad at us, like, why? Why are you mad at
me? Yeah, just stop. You should have just
stopped
listening.
Just stop listening. You have the choice.
Yeah.
I think what we need to do, Mish, is we need to wrap this up, right? And we need to say, next week, we're coming back, we're going to finish this. Maybe there'll be a Christmas episode, though. And then we can talk about all the other stuff.
There will let's just say this. There will be a part two.
Yes, and I believe it needs to be soon because we're like, we've edged people here. We've edged them.
We've been edging them. That's so funny.
So I believe if there's a part two, it needs to be soon.
I'd just like put it out there. Edging is lovely sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe they're enjoying it.
They're enjoying it, but I do think we can't just be like, we can't edge them and then be like, all right, now we're watching fucking Ice Age 7. I don't think we can come to conclusions in the next 10 minutes. We've edged them. We can kind of just...
We've edged them. I want a sandwich. That's where I'm
at. So here's the choice, Mish. You've got the choice now.
Yep.
We've edged our audience. Now we can give them another 10 minutes of a hard, fast jerk where we're not even in it because we're thinking about getting a sandwich. Or we can say, I'll be back in a minute. And we can come back and we can finish the job. This is my belief.
Okay, fine. Tom, I want you to take Zach just then saying, I'll be back in a minute and put a beat behind it, please. That's very funny.
So
for when we finish up the episode, thank you.
Now, what do you want to do? You want to do a part two? I think we need to do
I want to do
a
part two.
I think we have to do a part two.
Oh, well, yeah, we literally sat down and talked about what we've done for the last year.
But we landed on some good stuff. I'm feeling like if we rush this, we're just gonna carpet sweep. We're gonna sweep under the carpet.
Right, you're right. You're right.
A really great realization. I think there's something so fascinating in this, like, kind of what are we talking about? Now it might not be a full hour, but then we can just riff.
Yeah, we're good at that.
We can talk about our
sandwich. Yeah, we can talk about what we just ate.
So I believe, you know, we're on something here. We're on something really cool, which is this Super Mario Brothers through to Spawn kind of thing. It makes me go, all right, that's something.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a defining thing kind of all the way from Whispers in the Dark all the way through to... Fuck, like Ice Age. Maybe there's a broad enough category, or maybe there's like two or three categories that happen in the 90s. And this is, I think, I don't think we need to land on what all the categories are. And I don't think we need to land on how we define them, but I think we need to land on a new system.
Mm.
This is a new frontier for the Leguizienses, and I'm prepared to do that for you, for me.
This is the most cooked thing I've ever done. I think, honestly, I've ever done.
Do you worry that this is unlistenable? Like, do you worry?
I mean, for who?
Like, I think this would be funny, but maybe not.
Let us know.
But be
genuinely
nice.
Let us know. Be nice about it, but let us know if you enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed recording it.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
I'm having a lot of fun.
I really want to go into it. I want to get into the next one. That's why I want to do a part two. But, yeah, let us know. Just shoot us a DM and be like, hey, you know, I'll maybe do it a little bit more like this or that or the other.
Yeah.
You know, just let us know.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
We'll be back next week, either with a part two or a Christmas special, and then the week after with a part two.
Yeah.
Mish, thank you so much for joining me on this. This isn't easy. This job is not always
about
I'm
glad I'm doing it with someone, and I'm glad that person's you. I think that if I was trying to tackle this by myself, I would have a little Leguiza breakdown.
Yeah, Leguiza breakdown. Very good. Yeah. I think that sometimes we do this for the laughs, and sometimes we do this for the entertainment, but sometimes there's a higher calling, and that higher calling is in front of us right now, which is categorizing the different eras of an actor we like.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Because when we know what the categories are, we can build a calculation that will let us know when the Leguizenaissance will occur. We can do the maths.
Oh, my God. Do you hear what I'm saying? I hear what you're saying.
We go, oh, well, each age.
You have complicated this for us.
Each age goes for a certain length, which means we can, like, predict.
But also someone out there is probably doing it already for us, and we can just use them.
Yeah, but we're pre-recording all these, so, like, by the time they give us the maths, we've already done it,
yeah.
You know, it'll be, like, February. We're recording this in November. Jesus Christ. You know, they'll be like, hey, here's the maths, and we'll be like, fuck. But this is the foundation of some greatness, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
We're going to go into 2022 with a great foundation.
Agreed.
And if you hate this, please let us know, and we'll err away from these sorts of episodes.
Yeah, but you will get a part two because we need that.
We need a part two.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mish.
Thanks, Zach. You're the best.
I'll see you next week for either the Christmas episode we recorded last week or part two of
this. Who knows? I haven't looked at our schedule. Take care,
bye,
everyone.
Bye, everybody. I'll be back in a minute. I'll be back in a minute. I'll be back in a minute. I'll be back in a minute.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.